Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Welcome to this week's edition of Highlights of the Week, where we take a look at what news made headlines in the past week. Thanks for joining us. We start off with U.S. President Joe Biden signing a bill that aims to streamline American military aid to Ukraine and other Eastern European allies. The Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act will ease requirements for lending or leasing U.S. weapons and other materials. Biden.
I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool in our efforts to support the government of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in their fight to defend their country and their democracy against Putin's brutal war. And it is brutal. I want to thank members of Congress here for getting this passed and everyone who supported the bill. And the bill demonstrates the support for Ukraine is pivotal at this moment.
The U.S. House of Representatives also considered an additional $40 billion in supplemental funding for Ukraine. In Sri Lanka, angry mobs burned down several homes belonging to now former Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa and MPs after they were attacked by government supporters. The violence came after Rajapaksa quit amid mass protests at his government's handling of the economic crisis. The resignation failed to calm demonstrators who attempted to storm his official residence while he was still inside. 9 people have died until Friday and more than 200 have been injured. Later, Sri Lankan president appointed a new prime minister, the former prime minister's brother. Shanghai officials further restricted access to food and hospitals in some parts of the city, the most severe phase of its extended lockdown yet. Commercial food deliveries are not allowed, and access to hospitals for all but emergencies must first be approved. Neighbors of COVID-19 cases and others living close by were also being forced into government quarantine facilities.
Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
One of the Catholic Church's most senior members had been arrested in Hong Kong for breaking China's national security law. Cardinal Joseph Zen Nadi is one of 4 people detained for being associated with a now-defunct organization that helped protesters in financial need. They are accused of colluding with foreign forces. Slovenia's central bank, Banka Slovenia, was hosting a high-profile conference featuring senior bankers from Slovenia and abroad. They were discussing the challenges of monetary policy and central banks. The event in Ljubljana was addressed by President of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde.
Your country has faced and overcome serious challenges over the years, and I'll just mention a few. Independence from Yugoslavia, as it was, joining the EU, adopting the euro, overcoming the crisis that erupted in 2013, and now the pandemic, overlaid with the terrible Russian war against Ukraine.
The conference marked the 30th anniversary of Slovenia's central bank. The UK signed security agreements with Sweden and Finland. The move came as the two Nordic countries considered NATO membership in the wake of Russia's attacks in Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed the security declarations pledging UK support should Sweden or Finland come under attack from Russia.
The solemn declaration we've signed today ensures that our two nations can intensify our partnership and take it to unparalleled heights, both latitudinal and metaphorical. From the high north to the Baltics and beyond, our armed forces will train, operate and exercise together, marrying our defence and security capabilities and formalising a pledge that we will always come to one another's aid.
Finland will announce its final decision on joining NATO on Sunday, so will Sweden. And in the Slovenian town of Kočevje, a big explosion happened on Thursday at the melamine chemical factory. Around 6 people were reported injured. 2 of them had been transported to the Ljubljana UKC hospital. One is said to be in critical condition. 5 people have died. The exact cause of the blast remains unclear, but it was likely the result of human error. Kočevje je mayor Vladimir Pribilić. The human tax is absolutely too high. We hope to be able to live more normally as soon as possible. And I wish all those who are still injured a speedy recovery. I keep my fingers crossed. And I hope we can soon build a different future in Kočevje. It is said to be the worst industrial fire in modern Slovenian history.
Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Robert Golob, the head of the election-winning Freedom Movement, announced a successful end to the coalition talks with the Social Democrats and the left parties.
Danes lahko z veseljem in ponosom sporočimo, da je programski del koalicijske pogodbe v celoti usklajen in pripravljen za potrjevanje na organih.
The parties finalized their governing coalition agreement and all ministerial candidates were agreed on, he said on Wednesday.
Istočasno lahko potrdimo tudi to, da je razrez ministrstev pripravljen in potrjen in hkrati, da smo se dogovorili tudi o ključnih imenih ministrov in ministric.
The new expanded government will have 19 ministries, including 3 new ones. According to Golob, who will serve as prime minister, the focus of the coalition agreement is on healthcare, green and digital transformation, intergenerational dialogue, housing policy and media freedom. On the one hand, the Radio Television Act. On the other hand, concrete measures by the government on the actual regulation of energy prices in order to facilitate energy costs for people, including food, and the preparation of COVID strategy and health system for autumn, so that we will be able to go through it better than before. The head of the Social Democrats, Tanja Fajon, will serve as foreign minister, while the head of the left, Luka Mesec, will be in charge of the new Ministry of Solidarity-Based Future. It is a new department that will cover housing policy and long-term care, issues that are high on the party's agenda. Both Fajon and Mesec will serve as deputy prime ministers, a title that will also be conferred on orthopedic surgeon Daniel Bešić Loredan, who is slated for the health portfolio. On Friday, newly elected MPs already held their first session as the new parliament officially opened. A number of appointments were on the agenda, including of the speaker, a post that is said to be occupied by a woman for the first time. The initialing of the coalition agreement is expected over the weekend, and the names of all candidates, including the remaining 3 ones, whose names have not yet been revealed, those slated to take over the culture, labor and cohesion and regional development portfolios, will be known by Monday. That's it for this week. You can join us again next weekend, same place, same time. This is Lidija Petković, wishing you a nice end of the weekend. Goodbye.
The most important news from Slovenia, Europe, and around the globe. Highlights of the week. Saturdays at 2:25 on Radio SI.